proclamation number 8840 dated the August 16th, 1964. Unidentified flying objects. What you are told about unidentified flying objects can be flatly dismissed by you as error, lies, for it is merely the fanciful and wishful thinking of those who thereby hand themselves over to the adversary because they do not have the bond with me who could explain it to them. The need of worldly people who refuse to acknowledge a definitely approaching end is great and they'll look for ways to escape it. All this fits in with the signs of the last days, that they hope to be rescued by inhabitants of other worlds without considering that there is no connection between the Earth and the inhabitants of those worlds. It is certain that people who claim to have seen such objects to some extent link up with the powers of the underworld, that they become captivated by the remaining power of the Prince of Darkness which he uses more than ever during the last days and that these people focus on him. He manifests himself in the form of appearances which can be described in minute detail, which is also a sign of people's attitude towards me. Profoundly devout people will not experience such appearances, for they will believe in the rapture of my own before the end which, however, will not take place by sending my messengers to earth but I myself will come in the clouds, as I have told you. Those supposed representatives are forces of darkness who have great power indeed at the end by assembling visible illusions which, however, vanish as swiftly as they appear, and which can only be sighted by people who are already subject to the adversary or who have not yet found the right kind of relationship with me. For anyone who holds on to me is taught by my spirit, and that in all truthfulness indeed. But what do you humans expect from those appearances? You also believe the channeled promises you receive from mediums and thus live more than ever in darkness. What you believe you see are not visible creations from me but mere illusions by the one who takes advantage of the wishes and desires of people who want to preserve their lives and with this desire strengthen his power. And the occupants of these visible objects which briefly materialize themselves only to vanish again are also from his world. The adversary has great power at the end. You are told this time and again by me. And in view of the end he will also use this power to entice those who do not firmly hold on to me and as a result of their will are easily influenced. Yet you will hear no such messages from circles belonging to me. For the adversary has no access where I myself let my light shine. However, anyone who is already on his territory will be able to cite ever more evidence which is all but deception and illusion. Accept my word that no connections exist between the inhabitants of different worlds and that, when the end has come, no one will be able to escape it but will either be bodily lifted to heaven by me myself or fall prey to banishment once more. But for this I truly do not need messengers from another world or you, who should spread the truth across the world, would also receive the relevant information. Hence, abide by what I tell you and do not allow yourselves to be deterred, for my adversary is your enemy too. Who tries to ruin you but will not succeed with those who are faithful to me, whom I will rescue from all adversity on the day of judgment. Amen.